Hello, I'm Dango Rose, and you're listening to the Mountaineer Podcast in conjunction with the Mountaineer Newspaper, the voice of the Peak to Peak, online and in print. Brought to you by Mountain Vale Media. Now, listen in for the show.
Jamie Lammers, and welcome to this week's episode of Music of the Mountains, our guest of the week. Do you mind introducing yourself real quick?
My name is Rebecca, also known as Shekinah Ma.
And I hear you're performing at Busey Brews very soon.
Yes, I'll be at Busey Brews on March 31st from 2 to 4. I'm going to be playing solo. There might be a few surprise guests who come in and contribute.
So how did you get started in music in the first place?
Yeah, so I grew up with a family of musicians. My mom's a singer and my dad's a drummer. And then also all my uncles, they play and have been in a band since high school that they're still in. It's a local band where I grew up on Long Island, New York. And so I grew up always going to see music. My grandfather played the mandolin. All my aunts and uncles, we would all sing together at the holidays. And then my mom, she was a singer with my uncle's band, and I grew up always going to different events with them, performing together. So that's where I got a lot of my inspiration from, for sure. And ever since I was old enough to sing, I feel like I have been in choir and also in plays. I did a lot of theater in high school and middle school. And yeah, so I've always been a performer my whole life, pretty much.
Do you still do theater every once in a while, or do you mainly focus on music at this point?
Yeah, it's mostly music. A couple of years ago, I took a class in Portland, a theater class, which was super fun. It was like an acting lab, but I haven't really been doing so much theater since then, yeah.
And what kinds of music and artists have stuck out to you along the way?
I really like a lot of soul R&B. I grew up like Stevie Wonder, Aretha Franklin, Joni Mitchell I really like, Earth, Wind, and Fire, and soul, Sly and the Family Stone. And then also when I started to like music, I started to focus a lot on music with a message. I really like songs that have a positive message to them with upliftment or something that focuses on the positive as much as possible. I definitely, in my older years, I've been writing more songs. The difference is maybe a little bit more jaded or but life experience. So some heartbreak songs or this kind of thing. But mostly I try to focus. If you listen to my album, it's a lot of positive affirmations and positive storytelling like that. I feel like I got influenced by India RE. She was someone that I listen to who writes a lot of positive music. I like hip-hop too. I like a lot of different positive messages that come through hip-hop, like Talib Kweli, Mos Def, Tribe Called Quest, like the old school common hip-hop artists. And then I also like folk music. I like a lot of music. I like reggae a lot too, so there was some reggae influence as well. The old school reggae people like the Congos or Bob Marley, of course, or Steel Pulse, Burning Spear, all these guys I really like, still do. So yeah, I would say I really just love music so much, and I'm not particularly stuck in one genre. My album has a lot of different feels of music and genres kind of all mixed. Every song kind of sounds a little bit different.
And out of curiosity, where did Shekinah Ma come from?
So when I was about 19, I was living on the islands in Hawaii, and we were all, I guess it was kind of when I started to write music and find my voice. And I read somewhere one day, Shekinah, and I was like, that is such a beautiful name. I love that. I would love to name my daughter that. And then as I started to play music and everything, there was one day where I was performing and there was people around us. I was in this retreat with all these different women and we were sharing our voices, and I came out as Shekinah Ma, and then it stuck from that day, which it means the divine feminine aspect of the God, but it's a Hebrew word, which I'm not Jewish or anything, but it just kind of stuck. And it's an essence, it's an energy. So it became my stage name and my artist name after that point, because I was really just feeling it very much and it kind of stuck, and then everyone started to call me it, and then it was I couldn't get rid of it. Then it was there, you know. At times I said, call me Rebecca, and then people just always called me Shekinah, which it's the divine feminine, so I like that.
And why do you tend to stick to the optimistic when it comes to writing your songs?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think it was because with the music or songs that you write or poems that you write, it's usually for yourself. It's for yourself, for that reminder, that upliftment, that help along the way. Sometimes there's a quote or something, don't quote me, but it's like, what helped you get through? And it was like that song I listened to over and over again. So it is a lot about that self-reflection of how I can focus on the positive in times of hardship. And then to see how that affected other people and how it would help them in their life was really inspiring, because I feel like, yeah, we can write songs about money, or there's a lot we can write songs about, but I feel like it's important to really be careful about what you're putting out there, because words, they do sound power, and you want to be intentional about what you're going to say, because when people are listening, then it catches on and then it's contagious.
Do you primarily perform original songs or covers or a mix of both?
Yeah, I primarily perform my original songs. I have quite a few. And then I will mix in different cover songs here and there, especially if I'm playing with other people. Or when I play with my mom, she definitely brings a lot of the covers. But primarily I do share a lot of my originals or songs that I've gotten from other people that are in the similar genre of positive music, or maybe some international songs. It depends on the venue and where I'm at, but maybe sometimes I'll mix in other songs that aren't my original, but still have that intentional positive. Or have you ever heard of mantras in yoga or something where you sing the same words over and over again, and then it becomes this repetition, and then through repetition it's like you're training your muscles? So it's kind of that same intention when I do covers. But yeah, since I moved up here, I've played a few times, and I definitely will do more cover songs probably. I was on the west coast of California and Washington, Hawaii. I did international in Bali, like Indonesia. I traveled quite a bit, and during that time there was, on the west coast festival scene, there's a really beautiful community of musicians that I've traveled with and alongside. And some of those artists, I don't know if you've heard of Rising Appalachia or some of these different artists that are traveling on the west coast who have similar intentional lyrics and intentional music that bring kind of the world way. So that's kind of where I'm at for sure.
And what's your favorite part of the songwriting process?
Well, I feel like it's about really finding that space to write a poem. Or the other night I woke up at like 4 a.m. and these words were just pouring through me. I couldn't stop. And that's my favorite, is when it just comes through like that, you know. My favorite songs have been the words and the music comes at the same time and you're just going for it. Sometimes you have to kind of sit and craft it out. You get ideas and you get a poem or maybe some words in a poem, and then you have to sit and work through it and put some real time into crafting it into a song. But with anything, it's like the repetition and finding what feels good, finding a melody. Sometimes I play guitar and piano, and those both help me to find melodies for the song. And I think the more a song that won't go away and it's in your head all day, that's the song that usually sticks, you know, where it just won't go away. And then it's there. If you have time, you record it, or you get the ideas down just on your phone. You get a couple ideas and then work with it and come back to it, see what sticks. Pretty fun process.
And what do you love in particular about being able to perform live?
Well, I just love having that connection that you can have with the audience, with people. And I always really encourage people to sing along, and I want people's voices to come out, and if they feel inspired, to sing with me, because that's where the magic is, I believe. And yeah, just seeing how the music uplifts and how it gets into people, that really inspires me. I just love to see how it's so wild through my career of music. There's been times where I think I've had the worst performance and I'm like, oh, that was terrible. But someone will come back to me crying or something like, that was amazing, you touched my heart, you know? And you just never know. You're like, okay, well, you don't want to say, in my mind, that was really bad. But you just never know how people are going to be touched by the music. And to me, that's where it's all at. If I could touch one person, then I feel like my work's done. If one person gets moved, I'm like, yeah. Because you just never know. Then that person might inspire someone else, and it's the ripple effect.
Do you hope that audience members will ultimately leave your shows having been moved?
Yeah, or just feeling the joy or feeling the connection of something maybe that I've written that they can connect to, that they're like, oh yeah, I feel that. Yeah, just ultimately I think my intention is to connect with people and to open up our heart in some way and to find joy, because life is difficult, and whatever ways we can find those pieces of jewels along the way, that little bit that helps us feel better.
Is there anything else you'd like to add before we wrap up for this week?
Yeah, I would love to add that I started, it's called We Women, and it's a project that's only featuring women artists, and it's a showcase of women. I just did one over at Brownsville at the Howlin' Winds, and it was really beautiful. And so look out for that, because there's going to be more events coming up that it's going to be an all-women showcase.
Is this event exclusive to Howlin' Wind, or is it going to pop up all over the Peak to Peak area?
No, it's going to pop up. I'm actually in the process of planning the next one now, but the location is yet to be determined. But yes, it should be happening within the next month or two.
Thank you so much to Rebecca for coming on board and joining us for the podcast. You can see her performing under her moniker Shakina Ma at Busey Brews, located at 70 East 1st Street in Nederland, on Sunday, March 31st, 2024, starting at 2 p.m. And now, for this week's Music Mentions. Head to Busey Brews, located at 70 East 1st Street in Nederland, on Sunday, March 24th at 2 p.m. to see Sarah Banker performing live. Head to the Diner Barnett, located at 121 North Jefferson Street in Nederland, on Tuesdays at 9 p.m. to see the Damn Jam Open Jam Night, on Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. for a karaoke night, on Fridays at 9 p.m. for a DJ Friday, and on Sundays at 6 p.m. for an open mic night. Head to Eldora Mountain Resort, located 2861 Eldora Ski Road in Nederland, on Friday, March 22nd at 11 a.m. for a Friday Timbers Tap House event with PJ Moon, on Friday, March 22nd at noon to see DJs in the Woodward Boombox with The Vibrarian, on Saturday, March 23rd at 9 a.m. to see DJs in the Woodward Boombox with DJ Blue, on Saturday, March 23rd at 1 p.m. to see Fireside in Timbers Lodge with Grateful Holler, on Sunday, March 24th at 9 a.m. to see DJs in the Woodward Boombox with Guaro, and on Sunday, March 24th at 1 p.m. to see Fireside in Timbers Lodge with Woomph. Head to the Gold Dirt Distillery, located at 41 Main Street in Rollinsville, on Wednesday, March 27th at 7 p.m. for an open mic night with the Rollins Villains. Head to the Gold Hill General Store, located at 531 Main Street in Gold Hill, on Thursday, March 28th at 7 p.m. for a performance from Ali D. Head to Howlin' Wind Brewing and Blending, located at 51A Main Street in Rollinsville, on Saturday, March 23rd at 5 p.m. to see Kind Mountain Band performing live, and on Sunday, March 24th at 4 p.m. for an open bluegrass jam. Head to the Jamestown Mercantile, located at 108 Main Street in Jamestown, on Friday, March 22nd at 7 p.m. to see 100 Pound House Cat performing live, and on Thursday, March 28th at 7 p.m. to see Jake Leg Band performing live. Head to JKQ Barbecue, located at 200 Gregory Street in Blackhawk, on Friday, March 22nd at 6 p.m. and on Saturday, March 23rd at 5 p.m. to see Jimmy Lewis performing live. Head to Knotted Root Brewing, located at 250 North Caribou Street in Nederland, on Friday, March 22nd at 5 p.m. to see Matt Flaherty performing live, and on Saturday, March 23rd at 5 p.m. to see Tyler Stuckey performing live. Also be sure to head there every Sunday at 5 p.m. for Jazz Sundays. Head to the Caribou Room, located at 55 Indian Peaks Drive in Nederland, on Saturday, March 23rd at 7 p.m. to see Magic Beans performing live. Head to the Train Cars, located at 101 Peak to Peak Highway in Nederland, on Saturday, March 23rd, starting at 9 p.m. for Bulaluya, a Bulas and Beats party. And finally, head to the Very Nice Brewing Company, located at 20 East Lakeview Drive, number 112 in Nederland, on Friday, March 22nd at 5 p.m. to see Jay Stott performing live, and on Saturday, March 23rd at 5 p.m. to see Windy Pines performing live. Did we miss you or your performance? Want to submit your music listing in the Peak to Peak area? Do you have updates to your business or to your performances? Please call 303-810-5409 or email info@themountaineer.com to be included in the next print edition or the next podcast of The Mountaineer.
And that's it for our show. Subscribe online to get access to more news, weekly updates to our community calendar, and a link to our YouTube channel by visiting themountaineer.com. Be sure to use the coupon code PODCAST when subscribing for a 10% discount, only available to our listeners. I'm Dango Rose. Thank you for listening.